17 past 12, the Queensland and federal governments have today launched the Reef 2050 Plan. It's described as a new long-term sustainability blueprint for the Great Barrier Reef. Andrew Powell is the Queensland Environment Minister.
The key points still focus around water quality. We all know that it's been water quality that has caused the decline in the reef over the last three decades. And importantly, that's not just, despite all the discussion in the media over the last 18 months, focused on port development. Certainly ports feature largely, and there's been some very robust and good discussions amongst the partners who helped prepare this. But there is a continuing focus and certainly a lot of investment in ensuring we continue that improvement in sediment and nitrogen nutrient runoff into the Great Barrier Reef from the adjacent catchments. And that's, I guess, the focus. But additional to that, we've got focus on biodiversity, so the actual species themselves in the reef, the dugongs, the turtles. And we have a focus on the Indigenous heritage of the reef and adjacent catchments as well.
Environment Minister Andrew Powell. A lot of focus has been on dredging and port expansion, but let's take a look at what the agricultural sector is being asked to do. The objective come 2050 is for the quality of water entering the Great Barrier Reef from broad-scale land use to have no detrimental impact on the health and resilience of the reef. That's quite an objective indeed. The Queensland Farmers Federation Chief Executive, Dan Galligan, has been in consultations around this.
Under this new long-term sustainability plan, the approach for agriculture doesn't change to what already exists under the Reef Water Quality Plan, which is an existing plan for agriculture to reduce the amount of sediment and fertiliser and pesticides that are entering the reef. That plan's already been in place. We're now entering into our third reef plan. And I guess the point is that farmers across Queensland have been working on this issue for nearly a decade. What this long-term sustainability plan released today has done is really brought in a number of the other sectors that you already mentioned that haven't had their own approach to this. They haven't had a strategic plan for how they're going to be protecting reef water quality as opposed to the farm plan that's been around for a while, and we've got existing targets to 2018 that our farmers have already been working on and will continue to work on.
And of those targets, Dan, how significant are they over the next few years?
Look, they are. They're significant targets. They're challenging, and they've been set under what is the existing Reef Water Quality Protection Plan. What this plan has done is pick up those existing targets, which are to reduce by 50% the amount of dissolved inorganic nitrogen that's entering the reef. Also, the other major threat to reef water quality is sediment, and the target is by 2018 to reduce by 20% the amount of sediment entering the reef. The approach to how to do it is the important bit for agriculture. So the how, and this has changed over the years, but the approach is to do it through the adoption of improved management practices, or industry calls it best management practices programs. And the real challenging target is to get the majority of farmers in, particularly the coastal industries of the cane industry and the grazing industry, to adopt their BMP programs, which basically, if they do that, then the target takes care of itself. The water quality target isn't something to focus on. It's the adoption of the farm management practices. Now, the key thing to those BMP programs is industries are central to those programs, the idea being that the practice needs to maintain productivity of the farm while also improving water quality. So those two need to go hand in hand for agriculture, so you don't lose farm productivity for the sake of improving water quality. You can do both.
And what about the funding to make some of these things happen?
Yeah, funding for reef programs all comes through a combination of agreements between the state and Commonwealth governments. But when it comes to changing practices on farm, we already know that for every dollar that the Commonwealth puts in, farmers are already putting in $1.70, or if not more. So farmers are contributing. When they change management practices, it does come as a cost to them, and they have to do things differently. There's a cost. It can yield a better productivity outcome for them in the end, but things come at a cost. So what happens is, particularly for the water quality improvement plans, the Commonwealth contributes to assist in changing practices, and the state is contributing project funds to industry bodies to set up those BMP programs. But in the end, landholders also put their time and their money, as I said, sometimes twice as much money per farm, to change practices. So they really are at the forefront of this work. And this plan today brings a lot of other industries that I guess haven't had that same strategic approach, whereas farmers have been doing this for nearly a decade.
Dan Galligan, the Chief Executive of the Queensland Farmers Federation. This Reef 2050 plan launched today, open for public consultation over the next 6 weeks. Head to the Federal Environment Department website if you'd like to have a read through yourself.